The view from the top is magnificent, but getting to the summit of Cadillac Mountain at Acadia National Park has been taking a little longer this year. Increasing numbers of visitors have been coming to Mount Desert Island, and this month alone, the roads leading to the summit and other popular park attractions have been closed 10 times after parking areas reached full capacity. AJ Higgins has more.
Many of the tourists who boarded the Island Explorer buses at Acadia National Park over the July 4th holiday got to the Cadillac summit in reasonable time as compared to those who brought cars. But even the buses were eventually shut out after the rangers closed the upbound lane due to heavy traffic, ensuring that park attractions such as Cadillac, Ocean Drive, Sand Beach, and Scudic Point remain readily accessible by car can be a challenge for park officials and tough on visitors.
I think it would be a little bit discouraging, yes.
Adrian Gill, who drove up to Maine from Montville, New Jersey, says this kind of congestion is manageable, but visitors have to take some responsibility.
If they plan ahead, then it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, if you're going to New York and you try to go into any of the major sites there, you've got to plan ahead, sometimes 2 or 3 months ahead. Otherwise, you're going to not be able to get on there. And things like Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty, you've got to plan ahead.
We got up here and there was no place to park. We didn't have to wait at the base, but we had to drive around and there was no place to park.
Gardner Fogg of Missouri makes a fairly regular pilgrimage to Acadia each year. Last summer, during the park's 100th anniversary, he ran into some traffic snarls. But he says traffic issues could be improved if the park were to put more information online and on site.
I think that it's interesting if they were to post something that this is not a day that you're going to get onto the top of the mountain, or something similar to that would be really helpful, either at the entrance or at one of these types of places where you'd be warned ahead of time.
At park headquarters, spokesman John Kelly says that kind of advance warning system is already in place, with rangers stationed at the entranceways to popular attractions and movable information signs to advise visitors of current traffic conditions. Encouraging visitors to use the Island Explorer buses, Ollie's trolley, or even bicycles, he says, helps reduce traffic jams. And Kelly says that the National Park Service is halfway through a 3-year comprehensive long-range transportation plan to alleviate traffic and parking issues. A number of potential solutions have already been offered.
We actually heard a full range of ideas. We heard monorails and aerial trams and closing the park entirely to all vehicles.
Kelly says the challenge is to safely manage traffic and still provide tourists with a quality Acadia experience. Over the last 2 years, he says park officials have become much more in tune with the dynamics of when and where bottlenecks will occur.
So if we get a couple of days in a row of really bad weather, rainy, cloudy weather, we know that next day, after that stretch of bad weather, we're going to get a big influx of people.
In addition to the transportation study and careful monitoring, the park is also working with the Friends of Acadia, a Bar Harbor-based organization that promotes the ecological stewardship of the park. Friends President and CEO David McDonald says the group has paid for parking stewards at the popular sites and is providing the Park Service with information on traffic movement in the area.
We've been tracking it. We've been commenting on it. While it's a little frustrating that the process takes 2 to 3 years, we really do support the more comprehensive approach.
In the meantime, there are no signs that Acadia has become any less popular. Last year, more than 3.3 million people visited Acadia National Park, shattering all records. McDonald says visitation could match or surpass that number this year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm AJ Higgins.